can save the day?
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems.
Home improvement problems, that is.
And for people who want common sense guidance on how to build green and live a more sustainable lifestyle. If you have a home improvement hang-up, help is on the way. You can send an email or call into the show. The Mighty House crew is now on the job. This is
Mighty House.
Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Cowgill, and this is the Mighty House team, where we discuss all your home improvement issues from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? You can give us a call, 773-763-9278. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call, 773-763-9278. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we're going to have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Cowgill. In the second hour, we'll be talking with Beth Franken, and she's from the Chicago Tribune, and she writes a column or a blog, whatever you want to call it these days. It's called On the Flip Side, talking about flipping homes. And then, of course, Gardening with Laura Waring in the Mighty House Greenhouse. In the third hour, what everybody sticks around for, what this whole station revolves around, Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart. And your phone calls. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. And you can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And, of course, you can use the hashtag Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 773-763-9278, you too can ask Robbie, well, how did this week go for you? More better?
Hi, Rich.
Good morning.
How are you, Rich?
I'm fine. Did you have a bad week?
No.
Not yet?
No, I didn't. Everything's fine. I do have a slightly interesting story about something that I learned on Mighty House.
What was that?
Well. My husband is getting quotes for attic insulation.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's a guy. He doesn't tell me he's doing this. Just like one day he's like, yeah, these people are showing up, whatever. And, you know, so we go through who shows up.
Or are they?
Exactly. You know, who shows up, who doesn't show up, whatever. So then he's like, yeah, I decided on this guy. You know, he's really good with the follow-up, and he talked about our value of this and, you know, what needs to be done and blah, 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 blah. I said, okay, well, let me do some research on him. You know, so he sends me the information because, you know what they say, a little knowledge, Rich?
Yes, it's a dangerous thing.
Dangerous thing. I'm like, because I listen to Mighty House sometimes. And so I'm like, okay, so the first thing I do is I Better Business Bureau him, you know, and he's only been around for a year, but that's okay, you know. And then I send him a note and I say, hi, this is Don's wife, you know, the boss. And I said, you know, before we proceed, could you please send me a certificate of insurance listing us, you know, as insured? Like 5 minutes later, I get a note back saying, we've contacted our insurance company. We'll get right back to you. I'm like, hire him.
Excellent.
I know. I couldn't believe how easy. Well, I shouldn't be excited yet because I don't have it yet.
The job's not done yet. Wait.
Well, and I don't have the certificate of insurance yet. Right. But there
See, the problem is that if you're a small company, sometimes it depends on the insurance company. Sometimes they will charge you $100 to name people as additional insured. But for a general contractor, our policies are a little larger typically, so I can do it to anybody, and they don't charge me $100 a person.
Yep.
So if that's the case, you know, as long as you've got a certificate from his insurance company and he's going to be in there one day, I wouldn't worry about it so much.
What wouldn't you worry about?
The additional insured. If he's only going to be there the one day doing one thing, if he brings up the overall cost of it. But it's still better to have than not have.
Right. And he didn't say, oh, and just email you a copy of it. He said, I'll get back to you. I'm going to have my insurance company send that to you.
Right.
So that means
that's two good things.
Yes.
Right. I'm very pleased. So
now the other thing I thought you were heading towards, and I hope that you look at this contract again before you gets in there, is that you're going to have insulation blown in. Is he going up there and doing air sealing first? Because otherwise you're going to end up with R40 air filter.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, that's the other thing we always talk about. Air sealing is more important than the insulation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then you want to make sure you get all your other work done up there that you want to get done. If you're putting in bath fans, you want to get that done. If you need some electrical work done, or you're moving in, putting in lights, or you're going to do something like that, you want to get all of that done before you have the insulation installed.
Because once that's done, you're done. You're just going in that attic.
Yes. You start compressing all the insulation. You start causing, all that work you just did, you're destroying because you have to get up there and put it on the light. So you want to make sure you get all that done ahead of time.
Will they clean out the raccoon poo?
I don't know.
Probably. I don't know. It depends what their contract is. Does it say that they're going to remove all the existing?
Are they vacuuming out all the old stuff?
All right. Why don't you guys take the call? I'm going to pull up the contract.
That's okay.
High five me on that one, brother.
No. I didn't get to the reading it part yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you just went to the insurance part.
Right, because I figure if that's going to be a non-issue, then...
It's a non-starter, then, if he doesn't get back to you. Okay, let's go to Tom. Hey, we look out for our buddies here, right, Rich?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's it. Let's go to Tom in Elburn. Hey, Tom, you're on Mighty House.
Yeah, thank you guys for taking a call. Happy Saturday. I live in 5-year-old construction, and I want to epoxy my garage floor, and I've washed that garage floor on many, many occasions. I can't seem to get the salt off. I washed it again last Saturday. Salt just comes right back up. Any suggestions on how to get that salt off and keep it off so I can get the garage floor epoxied?
Huh.
Usually that's just efflorescence. It could be the salt's coming out of the concrete, and if that's the case, it means you have moisture underneath it. And it's odd, but they don't typically put vapor barriers under garage slabs. If it's actually salt off your car, which I find hard to believe because you haven't used that since last year, I would hope.
Yeah. It's still coming up. It is salt, but I wash it, scrub the garage floor down, and stuff comes right back up.
Huh. So, and when was that garage floor poured? Do you know what time of year?
Years.
No, but
yeah, it was poured in November, which would have been about 5 years or so ago.
Yeah, because sometimes if they pour it when it's too cold and maybe the top froze when after they troweled it and finished it, and if the top froze, then it didn't cure properly, so it may not be salt coming up. Just the top coat starting to come off. Are you going to put the epoxy down yourself?
Yes, I'll do it myself.
Okay, so then I would look into another product to get it sealed first.
Oh, okay.
So now my mind just went blank. Bone dry.
Bone dry, got it.
Okay, so if you put bone dry on there, what that does, that soaks into the concrete, and that's a sealer, and it also will start to bond all those pieces together. So you wet down your concrete floor, you just damp, and then you put this bone dry on it, and then that absorbs down into the concrete and help bond all that stuff together. It's a sealer then. And then I would let that sit for, maybe a week, and then hose it down again and see if it starts to come back.
Got it.
If that solves your problem, then you can go ahead and put the epoxy down.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. Tom, real quick, a word about the epoxy, though. Don't use the stuff from the box stores. Go to like a Sherwin-Williams. I put that stuff down in my own garage, and it's great. It doesn't peel up and all that. Some of the cheap stuff will peel up with soft, hot tires, things like, when you park your Ferrari on it, it can pull it up.
Yep. Sorry, it's not a Ferrari.
I know, mine's not either.
All right.
Thanks, Tom.
Right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, there is a difference between the big box store epoxies that you can get. I mean, they're good.
Yeah, I think $6.
Yeah.
But the stuff I used from Sherwin-Williams, I put the epoxy down the chip coat and then two coats of the clear sealer.
Yeah.
And I get tire marks, from the Mustang, but not my 57. The Mustang's got soft tires.
Right.
But I can actually scrub them off. But that stuff's holding up beautifully.
Wow.
So pretty happy with it.
And, but if you're going to do a laundry room, a concrete floor, or a basement floor, the stuff from the big box store is going to be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
That's where we would use something like that.
Right.
So, You want one more, or you got something there?
No, you can take phone calls, and then I'll go to this, because I got, it's good. It's
oh,
good.
Yeah? You got a good one? All right. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
To help Robbie out there, the thing to do, remember, one of the things that home inspectors do is if you send us quotes, if you get like two or three different quotes, we'll check them over and make sure the quotes are good. Make sure, you know, that you're comparing apples to apples. And also see if the work that they're doing is best quality, or, you know, as you said, if it doesn't say it in the contract, it ain't going to get done.
Right.
And, I've seen some of your proposals, Ron, and I've seen proposals by guys that are, you know, handwritten, you know, a paragraph with maybe one verb in the whole paragraph.
Right.
So it's a good thing to check it out. Home inspectors can check that out for you. Also, with the insulation, make sure that you're not looking at so much at R value as you are as air sealing, because you can have the fluffy stuff up there, and you're just filtering the air more than anything else.
Yep, exactly, exactly. Cool. All right, I appreciate the phone call, Will.
Thank you, Will.
Hey, and when do you go on the air? Oh, wait, he's gone. All right.
He gone.
Cool.
What does that mean?
Will actually got invited to do another show at another station. So that's pretty cool.
Join a team there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You mean every week?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I was going to ask him.
Sunday morning. It's on Sunday. Another station.
Yeah. Down the dial a little bit. But I'll be tuning in. I'm going to check it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they find him through us?
I would like to say, let's just assume that's the way it was. That's because of us that he got the gig. How's that? That sounds cool, doesn't it?
Okay, so here's the contract.
Okay.
Attic insulation and air sealing. Cut, and I think this is a typo, it should say strips. Cut strips, I think, of attic floor to blow insulation under. Air sealing attic floor with closed cell foam, all bypasses from the house to the attic. Light fixtures, exhaust fans, build drywall boxes around can lights, flashing around chimney, etc. Install DuroVent attic breather channels at perimeter edge where vented soffit panels exist into air raceway. Add insulation wrapped in plastic to prevent new insulation falling into the soffit vent area. Move existing insulation that currently blocks vented soffits from eave intake only if reachable by hand from the attic. If the soffit vents are blocked, they can be cleaned from the exterior for an additional charge. Build out support wall around attic opening out of plywood. Blow in new cellulose insulation over existing insulation.
That sounds like a darn good contract.
Hold yes. on.
She's not done yet.
Up to 15 inches or R value R49.
Okay.
R55 before settling. Insulate attic hatch and wrap it in radiant barrier to reflect heat in summer. Winter, weather strip around the attic hatch, measuring tapes to be installed to provide insulation levels.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Correct. Of course, we bend them. We fold the first 5 inches away, so just kidding. Those things are, they are silly because you got to see them before they blow in also, because otherwise you just twist them and whatever. But that's good.
Then there's a rebate that they subtracted here, $700.
And you get a 30% credit on your income tax this year.
Right.
Hold on, I'm writing that down. 30% credit.
That's for you guys, for your accountant, so you make sure that you give that to them.
On
so that
tax.
Sounds like a very well-written, use closed cell foam around. What?
What?
Go.
Well, I don't know what I just read to you.
The foaming part. Around air sealing foaming?
No, he said something about closed cell foam. And
but what was, when you read that part, read that part again that said about air sealing and foaming.
They're going to close cell foam around all penetrations, drywall boxes over all can lights.
Yep.
Awesome.
Then it says attic duct work. Check all connections. Reseal with duct mastic. Fix if any are disconnected. Add extra blown cellulose insulation on top and build a path to the AC from 2x8 and plywood on top.
Yeah.
Do you have, I take it your air handler is in your attic?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. Well, no, this is what he's trying to do is good, but what defeats the purpose of that being in there is he's also doing it right with clearing your soffit vents and stuff.
Yep.
So we'll pick it up when we get back.
Yep. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and study.
Dissect that some more.
Study Robbie's contract for insulation. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to...
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
This is Mighty House with Ron Cowgill.
Answering all of your toughest questions about home repair.
Get all your answers from the experts. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. And you can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. All right, let's get Robbie and Rich back in here. Okay, so.
Yes.
So this is a perfect time of year for this conversation. So if you're just tuning in, Robbie's husband went out and got some bids for attic insulation, and we right away, well, she already picked up on, she called him, said, I need a certificate of insurance and wants to be named additional insured. Kudos. Perfect. So now we're going through the contract with her and explaining points of good, bad, actually so far no bad. But
right.
So let's continue.
All right. So then... It says we get a 5% discount if we pay in cash.
What?
That's sort of illegal in a way, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm not from the IRS, but I think.
Why would that be illegal?
Well,
if it's in cash, I can make it disappear, you know, adjust my numbers and pay no taxes.
Okay. So you let's say this job is $1,500 and you hand him over $1,500 in cash. 4 months from now, he comes back and says, hey, you owe me $1,500. You say, no, I paid you. Well, no, you didn't. Where's your proof? How do you know? Unless you get something signed from him, you know, saying that paid in cash,
right.
Paid in full right. On an invoice and have him sign that might go.
Do a final waiver.
I didn't stay in a Holiday Inn last night, so I don't know for sure. Talk to your lawyer about that one. But if you pay with a credit card or you pay with a check, you now have a receipt.
Okay.
That don't just hand him cash and think that it's all good. So if he signs off on, you know, talk to a lawyer, but if he signs off on it, says paid in full, and then actually put signs his name to it, that may be enough.
Okay.
It would be. It doesn't matter. My big thing with cash, and I mean, I always liked when I did side jobs for cash. So yes, technically it's illegal. Mm-hmm. It's income tax evasion.
Right.
But I mean, you pocketed. That's how you had spending money. That's, you know, we're moving towards a cashless society, which I hate because how do you do side jobs?
Right. But that's why he's giving you 5% off because he's not going to pay taxes on that money.
Then I don't think that they should put that in writing then.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. That's just me. I have no contracts on the side job.
Right.
But anyway, that's just me.
Okay. Then they talk about covering the work area with plastic or drop cloths. All work to be completed in a substantial and workmanlike manner according to written specifications above.
Mm-hmm.
Any waste from the project will be removed and hauled away by the contractor. Link to our insurance and material specifications. And there's some sort of link on there.
Okay.
Cellulose benefits, all season benefits, keeps heat in during the winter, cool air in during the summer, reduce energy bills by up to 40%, reduce your impact on the earth. Cellulose uses less energy to produce another insulation. Get the added benefit of sound insulation, fill small gaps, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, because you're under that flyway now for O'Hare, right?
Yeah.
So that'll make it quieter.
Oh, that'll make it a lot quieter, too.
A
lot quieter.
You'll notice a difference. Yes,
really?
You will.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, cellulose is better that way than, like, even closed cell spray foam.
Yes.
All this down. So then my husband sends a note and says, he said, okay, the reason I'm thinking about getting this done is heating, comfort in the house, and just as important, soundproofing. And then he had some questions. Is total R49, including what is under the plywood or in addition, how many inches total? Is adding insulation under plywood necessary? Understand that we cannot damage the copper pipes under the plywood because we have the...
in-ceiling heat.
How do you cut the holes? Would blowing insulation under plywood just get under piping and block heating going into the house? Do I need to spend money on re-insulating air conditioning ducts that are already insulated? Is the rebate included? Is tax added? Your quote mentions vents. Will we know if the vents are clear and working? Anything additional we need to know? And they got back. Go ahead.
So your ductwork is wrapped with insulation now.
Yes.
From 1982, whatever. Yeah. So
it's R1.1.
Yeah. It's.
I mean, right now all we use is R6. It still is useless.
Right. It looks like it's okay, but I'll guarantee you all of the, because part of what he mentioned is that he's going to seal all the joints with mastic. Okay, he's going to have to take off all of that insulation to be able to do that. So he's going to have to take off all the old insulation. He'll have to wrap those with mastic, and then he's going to have to put new insulation back on those.
That sounded like it was going to blow over him.
Yeah, I know. That would be one issue that, because in her attic, some of those ducts are 8x8. So, you know, there's maybe 8 inches. They're going to have a huge pile in the middle trying to cover those up. So,
yeah, but you got, what, R3.8 per inch. So you only need 2 inches of cellulose on the ductwork, and she's already going to have more R value than what's existing.
Yeah.
Or what even the code requires, which is 6.
Right. Okay.
So then they sent a note back, and they said the insulation will save you on heating, improve comfort, and also work as soundproofing. The total R value will be R55, including insulation under the boards, up to 15 before settling or minimum 14 after. The insulation under the plywood is very important. We have to block the air movement, otherwise the heat can escape into the soffits. Mm-hmm. We will adjust the blade to cut only 1/5 inch of thickness of the plywood. There will be more insulation on top of the pipes and block the free air movement from the sides. In the winter, all heat rises in the highest point as your ductwork. 1 to 3 inches of insulation doesn't do much. It makes sense to seal the gaps and add more insulation on the ductwork. During the work, my crew will remove insulation from the soffits to install baffles. And if they don't see any lights coming from the soffits, we will let you know. I don't know what that means.
And then, okay. Well, let's stop there a second. Okay, so these people, you put the baffles in your between all your roof rafters, and that's so that you have airspace so that with the soffit, the air comes up the soffit, up that baffle. It's not blocked by the blown-in insulation. And then that goes up to your ridge vent or to your mushroom vents. If you don't have any holes in the soffit for the air to come in, all of what you're doing is useless. Again, you're not ventilating the roof. Your shingles don't last long. So what they're going to do is verify that they're there. And in older homes, this is a common problem because the old houses, we used 4x10 aluminum vents that we'd cut into the soffit plywood. We just nail them up, and it was all good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, you know, a number of years later, you go, I don't like painting. I'm going to have it all done with aluminum. And they put up aluminum perforated panels where those vents were, but nobody ever took the aluminum ones off. They were closed with paint, or the attic was blown in and all the insulation fell over those vents and they're blocked. So what he's talking about doing is clearing the vents. And if they can't see light, they're going to come to you and say, we need to do a little soffit work. So what you might want to ask them is, you know, do you have aluminum soffits? And ask them, how much are you talking per hole? You know, if it's $40 a hole to do the soffit venting, then, you know, you can say, okay, I might need 10. I'll budget $400 for it.
Okay.
So, you know, what he's doing is correct.
Yep.
Cool. And then the last thing it says, to improve the attic soundproof, we will need to add more insulation on the ducts. The attic floor will have 14 to 15 inch is a lot for soundproof, but sound can travel to empty space and ductwork and AC. Yes, by adding baffles and blowing under the plywood, that will minimize the ice damming in the winter.
Yep.
Cool. And let me just see how long. He sent that on Tuesday at 10:21 a.m. And he got back to him at 11:42 a.m.
That's good.
So.
Well, you guys are dotting your I's and crossing your T's with this thing. And it sounds up and up. And the other thing is the attic access. They're actually putting plywood around there so that the insulation doesn't fall back in, because when they blow all that insulation in, it's going to be a lot thicker. So at that attic access point, that's going to fall back in there. So they're putting plywood up around the perimeter of that to actually to hold that insulation from falling in. I see a lot of people, a lot of contractors don't do anything. I've also seen where they have taken
cardboard
and put it up, or even, you know, that, what's that foil stuff? There's like a roll of foil insulation, and they just staple that to the edge and let it blow up against that. So by the fact that you're using plywood, that's That's good.
The better quality.
Cool.
It's more better.
So, definitely more better.
You know what? We haven't given out the phone number in a while. 773-763-9278. So what I'm thinking is after we get this done, maybe... What you do now is
you let him know that you're on Mighty House.
And absolutely.
You'd like him to take some before, during, and after photos, and then we'll discuss it more.
That's what I was thinking. We could invite him on, you know, if it goes well.
If it goes well, yeah.
So really, I
Well, we'll invite
ask
him on
pictures?
If it goes bad, too. Yeah. Then we can really have fun.
And then we can rip him.
Should I ask for photos? Is that just... because of we're Mighty House, or do you always ask for
No, you're not going to go up in your attic every day. You're going to be at work. When you come home, they're going to be more or less either halfway done or done. So you want to just see photos of what the cleaning of the soffit vents. You want to see a couple of photos of them, the mastic on the duct work. Because, you know, what are you going to do, go up there and rub all that insulation off just to see if you did do the mastic? So just progress photos.
Cool.
And it's not to be a pain. It's to confirm that all the work is being done. And you don't need him, you know, like, it's not a big deal, but you give him a phone number, they can text him to you every time they do something.
Right. Yeah. So at least they've got those, and they could take the pictures, progress pictures, and let them know. And if you really want to double down on what he's doing to make sure he's doing it correctly, you go on to mightyhouse.net, you know that website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then you go over to the Mighty House team page.
Mm-hmm.
You click on there. You go all the way down, and you'll find a company called, what's it called? Energy Audits of Chicagoland.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do a blower door test. Tell them you want a basic blower door test. They're going to test your house right now. How leaky is it? Where are the problems? What are the issues? And then when these guys are done, they'll come back and do it again and make sure that everything was air sealed and done properly and that your house is now tighter and more efficient.
Well, you're going to have a decrease in air infiltration because they're going to do all that, but it's not going to be airtight because they're not doing your windows. They're not doing your basement, your crawl space. So you're not going to get a huge improvement because air leakage into your house is typically from the bottom up, not from the top down, typically.
But you should see a difference.
Oh, yes.
And if it's the same or it doesn't get any better, then you know. But now you've got a third-party verification for that.
But the other thing is they can, after the attic's done, they can go around and do the windows and stuff and check areas, mm-hmm. and then you've got a written list of next step.
Right.
Perfect.
Because that's still a few hundred dollars, too. I mean, that's you know, a lot of people don't want to invest in that because it is $400 or $500 to do it properly.
But you'll be horrified yet happy about the test. Let's go to Ike in Charleston.
Charleston.
Hey, Ike.
Hey, gentlemen and ladies, how are you?
Good
morning.
Well, a piece of just friendly information for homeowners. Rather than getting on the roof, I've always recommended using binoculars. You know, and it doesn't really matter how far you've got to, you know, you got to get back from the house to see as much as you can on the roof.
Yeah.
But that'll help you out some. These days, I didn't think about it up until you mentioned it, but I suppose you could get some sort of an apparatus that you could hook your cell phone or your drone or, you know, I mean, there's plenty of different ways. My main message is just be careful on roofs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, my brother-in-law bought a drone, and it's got a camera on it. It connects to his phone. Mm-hmm. And it's all coordinated by the GPS. He can actually just take the controller and put it down, and it'll stay wherever he left it. It's amazingly easy to fly. I was really surprised how easy it was.
Well, that's it. And then you hit the home button, and it comes right back to you.
Yeah. But he was flying around and looking at his roof and the neighbor's roof, and you can really see what's going on with those things. So that's another option. You know, if you're looking for an excuse to buy a drone, say, well, I've got to inspect my roof.
And then I got to do is figure out the attachment to blow the gutters out.
Oh, there you go. Fly the gutter right on the gutters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, cool.
Yeah. Some kind of scoop you can hook to it that'll just push down through the gutter.
Exactly.
Yeah. The reason that I brought it up is I'm calling you from the hospital.
Come on, Ike. What were you doing?
What happened?
After 30-something years. And, you know, I guess I bragged a little too much about never having fallen.
Oh, no.
Well, I didn't put my boots on. I just went with my regular tennis shoe type shoe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the roof was old.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, I was trying to hold on to the, it was a story and a half. So I was trying to hold on to the overhang.
Right.
And, you know, I felt pretty secure walking it. But I came off of it. And so basically two compound breaks on the ankles.
Oof.
Broken heels. Broken pelvis. Broke two breaks in the left arm.
You messed up.
And, yeah, three surgeries I've had.
Wow.
But
you're getting into that Evel Knievel territory.
Yeah, I know. It's like setting off the metal detectors at the airport.
Wow.
You have screws and rods in you, it sounds like.
Yeah. At one point, they weren't sure they were going to be able to do anything with the left one because of the bone amount that was shattered out.
Wow. That's amazing.
But, yeah, I'm USC here, Medical University of South Carolina. They're top-rated, and I know why, because I'll tell you, these guys are good.
Excellent.
I am so sorry. This is horrible.
Well, Ike, we got a break coming up. I appreciate the phone call. You need to get better, because there's a lot more painting that needs to be done down there.
I'm going to buy a drone and hook a spray gun.
Hook a sprayer to the drone.
There you go.
Ike, get well, man. Call us back.
All right, talk to you. All right, bye. All right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. There we go. And you, too, can give us a call, 773-763-9278. All right. Are you okay, Robbie?
Yeah, why?
Ike's story there, I think.
Oh, my gosh. You know, he starts with the small stuff like broken ankle, right. You know, broken arm, broken pelvis.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ike.
Get better, Ike. Let's go to George in Chicago. Hey, George, you're on Mighty House.
Oh, guys, good morning. Good morning,
Robbie.
Good
morning.
Morning.
I've got another central air question. You answered mine last year with the cover, and I was doing that right. Don't trap the moisture in there.
Correct.
But I've got another one for you guys. Do you leave the power on going to the compressor and leave that oil heated during the winter, or do you shut the power down?
To the we leave ours on all the time. I don't know anybody that turns them off.
It doesn't make a difference because it's not going to run anything unless it's under demand. So you could turn it off if you wanted to just feel better about it, but it doesn't make a difference.
Is there any reason
running.
To let that oil stay heated all winter? Does that keep anything good in there as far as the warmth, or is that just bogus?
Well, no. Unless the compressor's running, there's no movement of the oil or the Freon in the line set, so it's you're not going to be keeping it warm or doing anything.
Yeah, it's just sitting there passively waiting for you to turn it on.
Right.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. Okay, I was misled that they said you leave the power on because that keeps that oil warm. So obviously someone was telling me something they're not aware of. But thank you, guys. You guys got the best show.
Thank you.
Thanks, George.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Have you ever heard of that, Rich?
Not at all.
If we are wrong,
I'm sure we'll hear about it. But
yes.
No, as far as I know, unless the compressor's running, it's idle.
Yes, the compressor runs, the power turns off, the switch goes off, and that's it. You're done.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing else to it.
So I don't know how it's going to circulate otherwise. So that's all I'm saying. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I have a quick unrelated question.
Sure. And we have the tip of the week to squeeze
it'll be really quick.
Okay.
Do you have a driver's license?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I was wondering when it was going to be taken away.
Why? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm totally confused.
Yeah. What?
Well, after like a million tickets, don't they finally just say...
What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. And who put you up to that anyway?
Do you have a bunch of tickets, Ron?
No, Rich. No, I don't have any tickets at all. No. No.
No, that wasn't real convincing.
What do you mean?
I think it's time for the tip of the week now, isn't it?
Who put me up to it?
Isn't this like...
Sure, we could do the tip of the week. Okay. Or we could talk about the Cubs' fantastic finish.
Yay! Oh, my gosh.
I was
that
in
was
my office
awesome.
Watching the parade yesterday going, yep. Thank God I'm not there. I mean, it's one thing to say I was there.
Right.
But there's the other side going, God, that was not worth it. They couldn't have drove those buses any faster.
Ugh.
The whole thing at Grand Park couldn't have gone any faster. It was probably the worst one I've seen between the Hawks, the Sox, the Bears. It was probably the worst one I ever saw. But damn, 5 million plus there. It was crazy.
Unbelievable. But yeah. Everything was later. So they said they're going to leave Wrigley Field at 10. So my husband went down there. They didn't leave till 11.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
I know it was all messed up.
But we'll say this. As far as I have heard, there have been no riots, no fires,
no broken windows.
Right.
Nobody's it's baseball.
Been hurt. No.
It's baseball. Yeah. You celebrate the win. It's all good. All right. Enough of that.
All right. Here we go.
Okay, Sparky.
All right. So, today it's Saturday.
Saturday.
Point. Yes, Captain Obvious.
And like, you know what tomorrow is?
Sunday?
Oh.
Sunday.
Where the great ones build.
Right.
Don't we have to turn our clocks back?
That's the tip. All right, so don't forget today. At 2 a.m. Eastern, Sunday morning, you're supposed to turn the clock back 1 hour. Me, I find that to be absolutely annoying because I thought I was supposed to get an extra hour of sleep, but no, I'm walking around the house at 2 in the morning setting clocks back.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have a clock you don't know how to fix, then I suggest black electrical tape. That is amazing for covering up clocks. The one you can't set that just keeps flashing. If you're old enough, you remember your VCR. Black electrical tape. Boom. Done. Never set it again. It's right twice a year. So, but what else does falling back or springing forward, for that matter, supposed to remind you of? One is check the batteries in your smoker carbon monoxide detectors. If you don't have one, go get one, you lazy, cheap person. Go get smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. Now, the new ones have actually built-in batteries good for 10 years, which is good, because then when it starts chirping and you can't replace them, you have to go get another one.
But the ones you have are only good for 10 years.
For seven.
Seven?
Seven to ten. The old ones were seven. I think the new ones are 10.
Okay.
But anyway, so the point being is just that, yes, if you go to change your batteries, you got to pull the smoke detector down. Not all of them. Some don't. Mine have a little door. But you want to look. They have an expiration date on them. Okay. Exercise your valves. That's right. Under every sink and toilet, turn the valve all the way off, then turn it all the way back on. By doing that, it helps the seats better. Seats and packing. So then when you actually need to turn the water off someday, you can.
Can you say that slower? It helps what? Seat?
The valve seat and packing.
Can you say that what you mean? Thank you.
Well, when you turn the valve in and close the valve, it's got a soft rubber seat that has to press against something. Well, if you get corrosion, buildup, junk, grunk, whatever, then it won't seat and the valve will not stop. It will leak. So if you have an emergency and you need to do something and you turn the water off, you may not be able to because you never exercised your valves.
Got it. Thank you.
Do not forget about the washing machine. You got the two up there. Make sure you do those also on a regular basis. Those might even be more often. All right. If you've not done it in, say, 20 years, you might not want to do it at all. Just saying. If it's been that long, you might actually create a problem, and I don't want to be blamed for it. Number three, flush the water heater. All you got to do is drain it down, turn off the gas or the electric, shut the water off, open the pressure relief valve, and drain the thing down. and then give it a little rinse with, you know, just turn the water back on for a second, give it a little rinse, close it all back up, refire it. That gets rid of the junk on the bottom, which reduces or increases efficiency and also reduces noise sometimes. How about cleaning your refrigerator coils?
Nah. You know, I saw somebody's, I was cleaning up. It was caked. You could see that there were coils back in there, but mm-hmm. the dust and the dog hair all over it was insane. You could peel it up. You know, it's like the dryer vent, you know, and mm-hmm. you pull the dryer thing out and you can peel that sheet of fuzz off. So, that's the way that was on the bottom of the refrigerator.
So some of them are on the back of the refrigerator and you have to pull it out.
Was that my house?
It's pretty easy.
No.
Okay.
And then
you've got a new fridge.
But the yeah. old one.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No comment.
Yeah.
But a lot of the newer fridges, the grills are underneath, so you've got that little cover on the bottom. If you pop that off, there might be a condensation tray in there that maybe you want to clean that up, too.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can get under there and vacuum it all up, and you get all that hair, and it increases the efficiency on your refrigerator because that does run more than any other appliance in your house.
Yes, Robbie.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so on the back of my new refrigerator, there's like a cardboard covering.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That to the compressor.
Yeah.
Why is it freaking cardboard?
Less expensive and less weight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's safe? I didn't know if that's like, you know, packing, like it was just for packing purposes.
No. No. And it gives the mice a place to build nests, you know, in things because it holds things together.
Don't you ever get financial statements and stuff, and you know, we're all trying to save trees by recycling paper, and you always get a blank page that says this page intentionally left blank?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, how about we not include it? Then I wouldn't question whether it was supposed to be blank. I love. And if it says this page intentionally left blank, it's not blank. So it should say this page intentionally left with no information of usable, you know, whatever, usable right. information.
But why? Why is it left blank?
I don't know. To add another page.
Right.
It's thicker. You get your money's worth. I don't know. All right. So it's going to be a nice weekend. You should go around, check the weather strip on the doors and windows. You know, there's many kinds of weather strips and seals you can get your local hardware stores. But now's a good time to do that. Get your furnace cleaned and checked.
Mm-hmm.
Big thing. You know, got to get that furnace clean and check. And don't look for the real discounted thing, you know, just like Robbie's doing with their insulation. Ask the guy what's included in the clean and check, if he's going to adjust the burners, if they're going to check the, you know, carbon monoxide, if they're going to check your venting. You know, you want to make sure everything's adjusted for its maximum burn. So then it's all good to go.
Right.
They might even take it apart and clean the A-coil, which would be a smart move.
Yeah, and do a static pressure test. You would want to know that. And
so... You know, you can't get that for $69.95. That's why I'm very shy of those things. I'd rather the guy says, "Yeah, I'll come over and do everything perfectly for $300." You know, but if a guy, you know, and then kind of watch him. See
right.
if he takes everything apart and cleans it. It's all good.
Right. For it should be about I think $150-$175 per system. So you know, if you've got more than one furnace, obviously it's going to be more. But you know, they at least that's roughly what it should be. Check the igniters and make sure all that stuff's good, too. So.
Exactly. All right, last couple real quick. If you've got trees around your house, make sure you cut the branches back so that there are no branches within 5 feet of your roof. This will keep raccoons and squirrels from getting on your roof, which then they go into your attic vents, and then they're in your attic, and then you're calling us in the spring going, how do I get Mr. Rocky Squirrel out? And we're telling you, cut the trees back and then go to Rich's Brew. So if you've got decks
right.
around your house or front porches, right now is actually a good time to put down some critter repellents so that they don't make the home. It's easier to get rid of them if they never moved in. What I'm saying. So do the little prevention now. Make it uncomfortable so that your house is not the nice house.
Right.
Make sure that the critters go to the neighbors.
There you go.
Because they're not listening.
Yeah.
Well, they might be, but just saying. So that's
wow.
your Mighty House tip of the week.
Good one.
I like it.
Smoke detectors. This weekend, yep. I know, blah, 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 and the news agencies, everybody's talking, go change the batteries. Why don't you let's take it to the next level. Let's go ahead and replace them. Unless they're brand new, check the dates on them and replace them with the new ones that have a 10-year battery. Boom, done. Mm-hmm. You don't need right. to worry about it again. How you like them apples?
I like
it. Well, a lot of them are wireless, aren't they? So, I mean,
yes.
you can actually have them where if one goes off, they'll all go off just because they communicate.
Yes, they all... Yeah, they're
so
Wi-Fi connected.
Some available.
Yes.
And I would like that. And then it pops up on your phone that your house is burning down.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, crap.
Exactly.
Hey, I got to go to work, or I got to leave work right now.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
yeah.
What's that? Oh.
So, and that's good. You want to get a report from for that kind of stuff, especially,
yes.
You know, if you have parents that you need to monitor a little bit more, that's a great option to have those smoke and carbon monoxide detectors hooked up and set to your phone, not your parents' phone.
Now another silly thing about moving down here is, you know, we have hurricane shutters, and because we have a lot of snowbirds,
mm-hmm.
they'll put the hurricane shutters up. Well, then they'll move in, and they're only going to be here for 2 weeks. They don't take the shutters down.
Oh.
And if there's a fire, they're trapped in their own homes, and the fire department can't get those shutters off quick enough.
Wow.
It happens twice every year.
No!
All right, we're going to take a news break and come back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.